Hey, real quick, before we jump in, my friend Alina Vincent, who is the queen of online challenges, is opening her doors to her signature fast, easy, and profitable online challenges program. I think you definitely want to check out this step-by-step system that totally works. I've used it. It shows you the right way to create, fill, and monetize your online challenges. So just go to jenlehner.com/Alina, and that's Alina.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
In this episode, I want to share with you my unique way of creating 3 months worth of content in just a couple of hours. And I call this system the Front Row CEO Content Creation System. Make sure and text CEO Content to 44222, and I'll send you over our content planning worksheets that I think you're absolutely going to love. Now, if you're a regular listener of this podcast, then you know that I believe that sitting in the front row gives you a better vantage point for what's in front of you. Sitting in the front row makes you more visible to those who are behind you. Sitting in the front row means you are all in and you can't make a quick exit. You are completely committed. Literally and metaphorically, I believe this with all of my heart. Front row CEO is a term that I created to describe the entrepreneur who shows up in her business each day as the visionary. And what is more visionary than sharing your thoughts and ideas with the world? How can we make an impact if we keep it all bottled up inside of us? A front row CEO knows that she's only able to do this if she's consistent and systematic. She doesn't share content haphazardly when the mood strikes her. Oh no. A front row CEO is deliberate, focused, and intentional. We live in the information age, and without a doubt, the content we create and the way we choose to share it is crucial to success. And this content planning system that I want to share with you today is a powerful tool that will allow you to make sure that you never again treat your content like an afterthought. You're going to be strategic and deliberate, and you will quickly start to see the results of your efforts. And really, I gotta say, nothing feels better than knowing exactly what you're working on each day when you step into your office, and that it's work that's gonna be moving your business forward. So let's get into the system. It starts by creating themes for each week inside each month that's based on what it is that you may be promoting that month. So let's say that in March, you're gonna be promoting your online course that is all about how to be more productive. Let's say it's called Mastering Your Day Training Program, okay? If that's what you're going to be promoting at the end of the month, or let's say the beginning of April, then your weekly themes throughout March might look something like this. So weeks one theme could be all about multitasking. Weeks two theme could be all about mindset. Week three could be about time constraints. And week four's theme could be all about planning. So once you sketch out those themes for each week that is based on what you're going to be promoting, you're going to create one piece of anchor content, okay? And by anchor content, I mean your main piece of content. So it might be a blog post or a podcast or a Facebook Live, but the idea is that this piece of content captures your whole idea around the topic that week or the theme that week. And this is important because later you're going to strip it down. And your anchor content can be different from week to week. It could be a podcast one week, a blog post the next, and so forth. But from my experience, it's much easier to choose your main type of anchor content and stick with it. For example, my anchor content each week is this podcast. And the other important thing to keep in mind here is that if you don't like writing, then your anchor blog post each week should not be a blog post because you might do it once, twice, even a dozen times. But are you going to be consistent with it? Probably not. Okay. So now that you have your anchor content for each week of the month, that is to say, you now have four pieces of anchor content and each one has a topic that's in line with what you're promoting at the end of the month or the beginning of the next month, now it's time to create your micro content to spark engagement and maximum visibility, right? No sense in creating this fantastic anchor content if nobody's going to see it. And just taking one piece of content and plopping it down everywhere is not strategic. This system guides you to share this micro content in the right place, in the right way, to make sure you're creating engagement and meaningful connection with your audience. The idea is that each piece of micro content that you create based on your anchor content fits into one of these three categories, okay? It's either going to be a C, an E, or an O. Get it? CEO. So the C stands for connection content. And this is content that is meant to immediately engage your audience. It could be as simple as just a question that you post on Facebook, like, what's your favorite professional development book? Or adding one of those little polls, those little poll stickers to your Instagram story or your Facebook story. The idea with this content is to interact with your audience immediately and directly. It could take you 2 minutes to do this kind of post, but that's the idea behind the connection post. The E is for expert content. Now, this is the content that positions you as an expert. So if your anchor content this week is about the dangers of multitasking, you might share an article or a podcast interview that featured you as an expert on that topic, or you might share a case study or do a Facebook Live where you teach a short lesson about how to avoid multitasking. This is a great time to share a testimonial about yourself. I mean, these little markers are in place because we often forget to do a little bit of bragging every week, or we often forget to show that we're an expert. We just sort of assume that our audience knows who we are, but they don't, because ideally we're getting new people looking at our content all the time, and we have to be letting them know what we're all about, right? So that leads us to the O, which is for original content. And this doesn't mean what you think it does. I needed an O to fit into the acronym. So it really kind of should be an A maybe for like authentic, but the O is for original you, meaning this is the content that shows the real you, the behind the scenes you. No, this does not mean you need to cry on your next Facebook Live or share your deepest, darkest secrets. This is about you sharing just a little bit of who you are. It might be a walk and talk. I love these, like a walk and talk type of live stream where you're out for a walk, you've got your earbuds in, and you just share your thoughts about a hot topic. Or maybe you do like a rant, but it's a planned, controlled rant. You know, the like one of those rants when you're just talking about something in your industry that really annoys you, that sort of thing. But again, it's planned. It's not like you're really going off. Or you might show up with your dog or your kids and introduce them to your audience, or maybe you give us a tour of your office. This content does not necessarily need to be tied to your anchor content. So this original you stuff, it doesn't have to be tied to your anchor content. This type of post, since it's only once a week, it can be more than once a week, but I'm saying once a week is kind of what is quote unquote required to fit into the system. It's just to make sure that you're showing up as a human being each week. You can obviously do more than two of these each week, but one is the minimum that I recommend. Speaking of quotas, this system is set up so that each week you post one piece of anchor content, and then each week from that anchor content, you're going to have two connection posts, two expert posts, and one original you post. Keeping things within the confines of your anchor content like this is going to help you stay strategic when you find yourself going off topic or down a rabbit hole. And what I love most about this system is that you can lay out a whole quarter of strategic content in just a few hours. If you text CEO content to 44222, I'm going to send you over an awesome PDF that will walk you through the whole system. Also, I recently published a luxurious hard copy planner that I am honestly getting so much amazing feedback about, and you might want to check that out. That's at frontrowceo.com/planner, because sometimes nothing beats like pen and paper, right? Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode and you aren't yet subscribed, make sure you do that. Just go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and click subscribe so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, I would really, really appreciate it if you left a review. Have a wonderful time planning your content, and I'll see you next time.